Track 3.18.
Wanted, real-life heroes. We're looking for ordinary people who have made a difference, people who aren't in the public eye but who have changed the world around them for the better. Who do you think deserves to win our real-life hero trophy and £10,000 prize? Read about the first three nominees and then let us know your views.
My candidate for the Real Life Heroes competition is the Iraqi Nabil Yassin, who has made an enormous difference to the lives of young people in Iraq and elsewhere. Originally a poet and journalist, Yassin worked as the editor of a daily newspaper in Iraq. He was forced to leave his job by Saddam Hussein in 1976, though he continued to write in spite of the danger that this posed to his own life. After 1979, the lives of all opposition journalists in Iraq were in danger, and Nabil Yassin helped many of them to escape to safety in neighbouring countries. He was the last to leave in 1980. Nabil Yassin lived in exile for 27 years, but he continued to raise awareness of the plight of the Iraqi people through his poems and articles, which he published in international newspapers. In 2006, he returned to war-torn Iraq in what he called the Hope Tour. The idea was simple. He wanted to unite communities again by bringing young people from diverse backgrounds together. He wanted to empower them by giving them the confidence and skills to become the leaders of the future. He chose to do this through a team sport, football. And soon, by playing football, young Iraqis from different social, religious and ethnic backgrounds were united and enjoyed a renewed sense of hope that their lives might return to normal. Nabil Yassin and his son, Yamam Nabil, set up a charity called FC Unity, which still operates today. The charity promotes the values of unity and tolerance, and since its foundation in London, it has created football-based education and development programmes in several countries around the world, among them Iraq, Sudan, Somalia and Ghana. It calls itself the biggest football team in the world.
I'd like to nominate Ivan Becerra from my hometown, Rio de Janeiro. Rio is known for its beauty, vibrant street culture, sandy white beaches, deep blue water and breathtaking mountains. Unfortunately, there are also the favelas, or shantytowns, that cover the steep hillsides on both sides of the city. Many of the inhabitants of these favelas are poor, with little opportunity to break the cycle of poverty within which they are caught. In the 70s, Yvonne Becerra devoted her life to rescuing and changing the lives of children living in the shantytowns of several countries, including Ethiopia, Sudan, Kenya, Tanzania, and Angola. In the 1980s, she moved back to Rio de Janeiro and continued her work with children there. Then, in 1998, she founded the UERE Project, a school for street children living in the Marais, one of the biggest favelas in Rio. With a team of dedicated teachers and very little money or funding, she offers education, food, medical care, and shelter to children who have been exposed to trauma and violence, and some of whom have learning difficulties. She helps them overcome their trauma and integrates them back into the education system so that they'll have a better chance in life. At the school, the children have lessons in Portuguese, maths, history, geography, science, and languages. Workshops in music, Brazilian dance, singing, violin, and IT are also held there. By the time these children are 14, they'll have benefited from several years of good education. They'll even have started learning a foreign language, which will also serve them in their future careers. And they'll be receiving nutritious meals and free health care. Yvonne is my hero. I think she's doing a fantastic job.
My hero is Saor Malina Manorong, an anthropologist who was born in Jakarta, Indonesia, in 1972. I've never met her, but I've read about her amazing work online. Indonesia is an archipelago, a group of islands, With many tribal people living in remote forest areas, Manorong had a dream of bringing education to the Orang Rimba, forest people who lived in a national park in central Sumatra, one of the main islands. Illiteracy was a huge problem for the Orang Rimba. They didn't understand the contracts they were signing, which resulted in the sale of their land. Nor could they participate in national debates about their future. So, after working as a lecturer at the University of Jakarta for several years, Manorong decided to move to the jungle and teach the forest people how to read and write. Since then, she's expanded her organization into a network of 14 schools across 10 provinces. The young people she taught in the past are now able to liaise between their community and the government, enabling the Orang Rimba to influence policies that affect them. She's given them a voice and changed their lives. And for women in particular, I believe she has a very important message. Be yourselves and believe what your heart says.